Well, you know what that sound means? Yes, another year is over, and this one, thankfully so.
Wow.
Just so glad to be. Good riddance to 2020 as we look ahead to much, much better times. But here we are, the guest list faithful, here to provide you with, once again, another best of. We had to give you something that's called a best of in a year where there's really not much of anything best. There has been some high points musically, right? Yeah, so here we are, the guest list brain trust to give you some ideas on some of the best albums, some of the best releases of a year that we all would like to just simply forget. But let's start out with my good friend Gabe Vodica. What do you got, Gabe, for the best of this 2020?
Well, I think you're right. Just to piggyback on what you were saying, there's actually been a lot of great music coming out this year, I think, in part because musicians haven't been able to tour. They've been kind of cooped up. And one result of that is there's been a lot of studio time booked and a lot of recordings made and a lot of good albums that have come out this year. One of them being a record by one of my longtime favorite singer-songwriters, Bill Callahan. Kind of fittingly enough, it was called Gold Record. And so Callahan, kind of hubristically, I guess, called Gold Record. So he started out recording under the name Smog way back in the 1990s and put out lots of records under that name. And then in 2007, I think, switched to putting out records under his given name. And it sort of marked a shift in his music from a little bit more lo-fi and kind of obscured to something that's a little more folky and a little more out in the open with its lyrical themes. And his writing has really, really sharpened over the years. He's one of my favorite lyric writers, very poetic lyrics, especially on this latest record, where every song kind of plays out like a short story almost. With Gold Record, Bill Callahan's just really kind of firmly settled into middle age at this point, and he's kind of doing a lot of looking back, as one does. Not so much in a nostalgic way, but with this really great, warm sense of kind of curiosity. I think of it as like him looking back at the people he used to be. And that really is evident on this song that I want to play for y'all, which resonated with me especially because it's called 35. It's about a person turning 35. I turned 35 the month this album came out, I think.
Mm.
And so there's a little bit of kismet there that really resonated with me. But it's got a great opening line that you'll hear in a second that really sums up kind of the point that Callahan is in his career and his method of songwriting. So yeah, let's check it out.
All right, so let's give a listen. Here's 35 from Bill Callahan on this special year-end edition of The Guest List.
I can't see myself in the books I read these days. Used to be I saw myself on every single page. It was nice to know my life had been lived before, but I can't see myself the books that I read anymore. Tired eyes wander into their own sight. Leaving a body unscripted and forced to improvise. By being so much as I was getting so far away from anything that I had ever known, and everyone and night had fallen. And I could no longer find my way, Lord. And I said, take me home to anyone as bright as day. With the fact of the sun comes the fiction of the moon. The moon can make a false love feel true. It can make me still wanting. That old girl leave her stable tonight, and neither she nor I could look away as she drew a map for me on the back of the master plan. And you know I had to laugh when I wished that I was like that moon on her path, that train on her track. 'Cause when I looked out back, the road was spooling out so soft, fast and black. You know, it takes what it gives back. I've got your book in my lap.
All right, so that was 35 from Bill Callahan. That's from the album Gold Record, and that's one of Gabe's picks for some of the best music of 2020. Keeping it with Gabe, you got another selection here. What do you got?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to pick up the tempo a notch here, Chris, for your benefit. Another great record that came out this year was a record called Sweet for Max Brown by a guitarist named Jeff Parker, who is kind of came up in the jazz scene in Chicago, and then kind of morphed into this very multi-hyphenate kind of genre hopping musician. He plays with the rock band Tortoise. He's done a lot of collaboration with folks from the hip hop scene and from the rock world, and really does a great job of blending his background in jazz with lots of different types of music. So he put out this record this year, Sweet for Max Brown, which is kind of a companion piece to an album he released a few years ago called The New Breed. The New Breed was kind of in tribute, he wrote in tribute to his father who had passed away recently. This new one is a tribute or kind of an homage to his mother, who I believe is still living. And so it's got this great kind of warmth that runs throughout. He really incorporated a lot more influence in this record, a soul vibe that runs throughout. You really get the sense that it's a special record for him, given that it was kind of written and dedicated to his mom. I want to play a track that's probably the most maybe the most upbeat kind of beat centric jam on the record, which is just this wonderful kind of 4 minute nonstop rhythmic exploration. Called Go Away, and there's a great kind of Afrobeat sound that runs through this song, and it's going to make us all want to dance. So feel free to, you know, turn off your video if you need to, but whatever you need to do to really let the spirit move you in this one, let's work it out.
All right, well, here's Go Away, but don't go away. This is Jeff Parker on the guest list. Thank you. right, so that was Go Away from Jeff Parker and one of Gabe Vodica's picks for best songs of 2020. I don't know about you guys, but that sort of encapsulated 2020 for me. That sort of had a vibe of just sort of what 2020 was like, right?
Yeah.
You could put the vibe of 2020 in a song. Yes. That does it.
Well, let's move on to Jordan Stepp. Jordan, you got some picks. Give us what you got here.
Yeah, so locally, of course, it's been a hard time for all of our musician friends and those in the scene. And it's been amazing to watch these artists still manage to come out with new music and to release albums in this year. And, you know, we've talked about a lot of my favorites already in past episodes of this year. Please go check those out. But this one specifically, I just really enjoyed because I've been kind of on a bit of a Western kick, you know, that kind of longing for places I've never been and for landscapes that I haven't seen, that sort of thing. So one person who is incredibly gifted at creating that kind of vibe is Garrett Hatch. If you have been around Athens for any length of time, you've probably seen a project that Garrett's been involved in. Let's see, there was Ancient Ethel, Mother of the Car, Nate and the Nightmares. He's just incredibly prolific and just a cool all-around dude. So I picked Sagamore Drifter off of his recent album Home, because it just gives you that very specific longing, and almost all of the songs on Home kind of deal with that longing for home, longing for a place to call home, wishing for sunlight, sun imagery, and sunlight plays a big part on his album. So I just really enjoyed it, and it's definitely been in heavy rotation for me this year.
All right, well, let's give a listen. Here's Sagamore Drifter from Garrett Hatch from the album Home, and it's on the guest list.
Up in the night.
right, so that was Sagamore Drifter from the album Home. That was Garrett Hatch. And if you're just tuning in, this is a special year-end edition of The Guest List. We're listening back to some of the best of the worst year on record. that was one of Jordan's picks for some of the best new stuff to come out of 2020. And Jordan, you got another selection.
Yeah, I do. And this one might be a little controversial since it did technically come out in December of 2020. So at the tail end of the year. However, this band has been dropping singles of it for like 5 years now. So it is the long awaited second album from Easter Island called Take All the Time You Think You Need. And if you are familiar with these incredibly photogenic lads, they are known for their just shimmering landscapes of sound, these high vocals and harmonies, and just going all out with their music videos, you know, crossing into different countries. And just it's a great album, especially if you're into just being swept away without having to really get hammered home with how terrible this year has been. So it's escapism, but a little bit of sadness to it. So when you're listening to it, you're engaging with your sadness, but in a way that it kind of helps you along the journey.
Well, on that note, let's give a listen. This is Great Big World from the album Take All the Time You Think You Need. And this is Easter Island on a special year-end edition of The Guest List.
Yusuf played one, he took over young minds once a week. And all the while the legs couldn't stand. You were the sane one, you wondered how every thought could leave. And words were ghosts and need second. But it's not your fault, 'cause in a way your words aren't lost, but you still forgot there's a great big world for us. Wolfman made it, his breathing could make the coldest weep, and anxious shakes became wooden stairs. And I can't believe it, the couches are still out on the street, and every hour helps us prepare for the lousy fun. It's okay, it's no one's fault, but you still forgot there's a great big world for us. Thank you.
right, so that was Great Big World from the album Take All the Time You Think You Need, and that was Easter Island, and that was Jordan's pick for one of the best new songs to come out in 2020, and we're stretching as much as we can to find really good things to talk about for 2020, but as Gabe said earlier, musically, we've really had some great moments, and speaking to that, let's switch things over to Molly. Molly, you've got some selections to talk about.
I do. Well, I don't think anybody could forget that 2020 was the year that coronavirus came to our doorstep and barged into our house without us inviting them, and then decided to wreck all the furniture and pee on everything. And here we are. But the song I have chosen here is by a Ugandan pop star. He goes by a stage name, Bobby Wine, and I regret that I cannot pronounce his official name, his birth name. But he's not just a pop star, he's actually running for president of Uganda, and his rallies have been shut down by the police. He's been arrested and beaten. He's running against a man who's been the president of Uganda since 1986, who is not interested in giving up power. So things are really escalating over there. But he put out this song, it's called The Coronavirus Alert. And it's this very upbeat African, very traditional African pop song about how to care for yourself, take care of yourself with coronavirus, what the symptoms are, how to wash your hands and be careful, because he felt like the government in Uganda was not giving people the right message to protect their own health. So while it sounds like kind of a fun upbeat, and I've had it on my, you know, rotation in my house since March because it makes me feel a little bit better, it really is a public service. And I felt like if we had to talk about coronavirus, at least we could move our feet and feel a little upbeat about it.
Wow. Well, I'm all for that. Here's Coronavirus Alert by Bobby Wine. This is Molly's pick for one of the best songs from 2020, and it's on this special year-end edition of The Guest List.
The bad news is that everyone is a potential victim. But the good news is that everyone is a potential solution. Sensitize the masses to sanitize. Keep a social distance and quarantine. Stop!
The coronavirus is sweeping over mankind.
Everybody must be alert. It's a global pandemic we can never take for granted. It's a matter of life we can never take for granted. Discipline and personal hygiene, and make sure you regularly wash your hands. Keep a distance from everyone. Report anything like a symptom. Serious fever is a symptom. Dry cough is a symptom. Walk with Tamula is a symptom. Itchy eyes and flu is a symptom.
So that was Coronavirus Alert from Bobby Wine. If you're just tuning in, this is a special year-end edition of The Guest List. We're walking through some of the best releases of 2020, and I never thought I would be smiling listening to lyrics about a pandemic, but that song, you're right, it's very upbeat and very informational at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your next track that you want to mention.
So I have been a fan of Grant Lee Phillips for, I don't know, more than half my life now. He's a gift. I think of him as a gift that Bill Berry personally gave me There was a Rolling Stone article, I think, when Monster came out, and they were asking the members of REM who their favorite artists were at the time. And Bill Berry said Grantley Buffalo. And they just happened to be a band that got a lot of airplay on this alternative station in Portland, Maine, where I was living. So I followed Grantley Buffalo for a long time. And then when Grantley Phillips went off and did his own thing, I continued to follow him. People who've watched the Gilmore Girls will recognize him as the town troubadour from there. So he's kind of, he's been in people's households, but he's just a consistently strong singer-songwriter. He kind of bounces around from rock to Americana to folk. He did an album a couple years ago where he was exploring his Native American heritage, and you can always count on him to be a soulful songwriter. So while a lot of the reviews of this album, his latest album that came out this year, called Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff, are not necessarily like it's not the best work he's ever done, but it's like a cozy blanket you can wrap around yourself and just know that someone out there is making art to help process their own feelings and help you feel better. And so a lot of the album is really nice acoustic, but I picked a song called Gather Up, which is sort of like a gothic country song about a preacher and going to a local country church. And it reminds me of a couple years ago on All Songs Considered, their year end, they picked the song Rattling Locks by Josh Ritter. And that's very atypical for Josh Ritter. He's like kind of upbeat, kind of happy, but this Rattling Lock song is really intense. And when they perform it live, like everybody in the band gets a drumstick and they're just pounding it the entire time on whatever is in front of them. And so this reminds me of that. It's not what you expect from Grantley Phillips. And it's really powerful. And I think it's one of the better tracks on this album, Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff.
All right, well, let's check it out. Here's Gather Up from the album Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff. Here's Grantley Phillips on the guest list.
Gather up, yo children, the earth is real. Are bound to swell. The ground it trembles underneath your feet. Wake into the warning bell. Gather up, children, don't you wait till morning. The night can get the same. Skies are weeping and the dogs run wild. The bells of the steeple clang. Gather up.
All right, so that was Gather Up from the album Lightning, Show Us Your Stuff, one of my favorite album titles of the year for sure. And that was Grant Lee Phillips. That's one of Molly's picks for this special year-end edition of the guest list, where we're bringing you some of the best releases of 2020. I think we got time for one more, Molly. What do you got?
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, you find music in unexpected places, and one of the best gifts I've received this year is a gift subscription to The New Yorker, and I find that they tell me a lot about podcasts or music that I maybe wouldn't hear about otherwise, and that's the case with this artist, Loyal Lobos. She's from Colombia. Her name is Andrea Silva, and she just has this incredible voice. I think one of the descriptions is gossamer pop. And she worked with Teddy Geiger as a producer on this album. And some of the songs are in Spanish and some are in English. And I guess she got her start singing Ave Maria at funerals when she was a child in Colombia. But she has an incredible voice. And I think in a year where you have albums produced or put out there by Fiona Apple and Phoebe Bridgers that are getting a lot of attention, I think this album can stand with those. Really, really interesting, beautiful sound. And I just, at The New Yorker's recommendation, put this album on one Saturday morning while I was doing stuff around my house. And I didn't get very far into doing my chores. I just had to stop and listen and pay attention to what she was saying. So this was a great surprise to me and a gift I would like to share with all of our listeners. Loyal Lobos.
All right, well, let's share away. Here's Whatever It Is from the album Everlasting. Here's Loyal Lobos on this special year-end edition of The Guest List.
I think we truce tonight was face down. Anyway, we did, it was fine. You turn my days into nighttime. Sunlight always hurt my eyes. You stare at me for a long time, like you know me. Give me something you bought for your ex.
All right, so that was Whatever It Is from the album Everlasting. That was Loyal Lobos, and that was one of Molly's picks for some of the best releases of 2020 on this special year-end edition of The Guest List. And speaking of year-end, I would be remiss if I didn't mention our good friend Molly Williams will be leaving the area here coming up, It's just a bittersweet moment for us because we know that Molly is going to be doing bigger and better things, but she has just become such an important part to the Athens music scene in such a relatively short amount of time that we really hate to see her go from Athens, but we're really hopeful that she won't technically leave the guest list, or at least she'll come back for some of our episodes in 2021, and of course we're hopeful that things will get back to at least the normal that we used to know before the pandemic in Athens, where we could actually talk about live music. And Molly, we just hope that you're around to talk about that with us.
Well, I would love to, but I will also say I don't think there will ever be anything I could do in my life that would be bigger or better than Athens, and I want to thank everyone in this community for allowing me to make my home here and for welcoming me in, and I'm not going that far, and I'll be back. So thank you. And I'll just have to make space in my heart for something as big and as good as this place, but that's going to be hard to find.
Well, we will leave it at that and say farewell for now, and farewell to all of you listening. We will be back bigger and better than ever in 2021. Thanks for listening to The Guest List. Wait, are you still here? I know you're waiting to see if Jordan was going to say anything about the Pylon box set. I know, right? She didn't mention it a bit. Well, that's just not going to stand with me. No doubt. The Pylon box set was one of the biggest releases of 2020. So we've got to talk about the Pylon box set. And really, the best way to talk about the Pylon box set is, well, just let the music do the talking for you. Happy holidays. You're welcome.
Another year you made a promise, another chance to turn it all around. And do not save this for tomorrow. Embrace the past and you can live for now. And I will give the world to you.
Speak louder than the words before you.
And I will wait for you.